Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents live from the Texas Children's Houston Open. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, we're going around the NFL here on Sports Radio 610. So we've heard polarizing takes about Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of feels like Jason Kelce gets the favorable treatment, kind of like your middle son. Like he gets, like, talked about the best.
By the way, the 2024 Volunteer of the Day has joined us. She's off her shift.
Yes, and she was actually minimizing it more.
No,
so
she
than
was
you
not.
Did.
No, yes. She was not.
Yes.
No.
She was minimizing it. But Jason Kelce kind of got some smoke at WFAN. And this was Evan Roberts with Tiki and Roberts. He thinks Jason Kelsey's fake. And it stems from Saquon Barkley being on the New Heights podcast with Travis and Jason and kind of siding with Saquon and the Tiki beef.
Yeah.
Listen to what Evan Roberts had to say about Jason Kelce.
The guy who disgusts me the most in this is that phony Jason Kelce, who I've said forever is a phony. Because Jason Kelce, look, Travis Kelce lives on another planet. Who gives a damn? Good for him. He's on another planet. Saquon Barkley, I'm not sure he gets it either. But Jason Kelce pretends. He walked around Philadelphia like he's the common man. He walked around Philadelphia like, I get you. I understand you. Remember when you used to take shots at Ben Simmons just to appeal to everybody in Philadelphia? He tried to pretend like he's a common man. He takes his shirt off. He shows his big fat belly. He's the common man. And then Jason Kelce sits there on his high horse in his podcast and is like, oh, yeah, Tiki's trying to be funny. No, he's actually doing what you pretend to do. He's saying, hey, to Giant fans, you're dead to us. You would know. You're the guy who's walked around Philly for a decade pretending to be Joe Philly. He's the guy that pisses me off the most because he's the guy you should say, I get Tiki. I understand Tiki.
Yeah, but you know
you
what?
Just proved you're the phony I always knew you were.
But it's not trendy to defend the fan.
Of course not.
And or the person.
Only when it's convenient for him when he's kowtowing to the people of Philadelphia.
I think he's making a decent point. Like for Jason Kelce to have Saquon on and not understand what Tiki Barber is saying as far as like the New York Philly type of beef,
yeah,
that is kind of phony.
No, it is,
especially in Philly.
I think especially if you're going to pretend to be the voice of the Philly everyman, why aren't you doing that then?
Yeah.
You know, like right there.
Yeah, like you know? I don't get like you of all people, he knows New York.
I like
Philly.
Jason Kelce.
No, I do too, but I think it's a good point.
I think he's more sincere about that. Like he was in tears, and he wouldn't fake.
Yeah,
tears,
it was one of the know? Best speeches I've heard. But I think that is a good point. Like if you're gonna have Saquon Barkley on, and you're gonna say,
I think what he's really saying is be consistent.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
yeah.
Speaking of Saquon Barkley, also said that the Texans. I mean, that was his first choice until money and home came into play.
That hit me funny because I was like, I get it. Because ultimately he said, yeah, I had my family, my aunts, my mom, everybody in Philadelphia, and that was ultimately the deciding factor. But what people are glossing over, and maybe I'm making too much of it, but he said, oh, if I got to be honest, my first choice was – the first one that came to mind was Houston. But then he said very subtly, if you hear it, that was before we got into discussions about money and
bread,
such.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, no, was money – was it like that low?
Well, there was a line in the sand. They said, 11, 12? But they wouldn't go 14?
What it tells me, though, is like if you really wanted him, you could have had him. You know?
Yeah. And hopefully that penny pinching doesn't come back to bite him. Eric Armstead, he was also a name that was popular with the Texans. He ended up playing in the division, but with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Here was Armstead talking about why he ended up leaving San Francisco.
I knew that there was either going to be an extension talks or, you know, restructure or whatever to help the team with in terms of the cap, because I'm going to try to make another run at this, you know, at the Super Bowl. And so I was fully aware and expecting that. And, you know, I was trying to have those conversations. And, you know, as the offseason progressed, you know, I was... They did notify me that they didn't want to extend me. You know, they wanted me to be a Niner for life, remain on the team. But they didn't say what, you know, that would, what number that would be at, what the extension would be at. So all season was progressing. And, you know, finally they told me that I was going to have to take a significant pay cut. And, you know, first off, like, I want to say, like, I don't have any animosity towards the organization, Kyle, John, the York family. I have a lot of respect and admiration for them and my time with them. And even with this situation, it's not on me to decide how they want to build their team and who they want to, you know, pay and how they want to build their roster. Like, that's not my decision.
All right, that's Eric Armstead. Okay.
I hope
that podcast didn't go over 10 minutes. Good Lord. Jeez, but I'm switching to music.
No, it was not exactly a thrilling
good
delivery.
Night.
But when you listen to what he said, they didn't want him.
I mean, they didn't want to pay him $16 million.
Yeah, they like, if you're a Niner for life, here's $6 million. No, that didn't.
Yeah, that's a $2 million pay cut.
That ain't gonna do
you
it.
You don't want me that bad.
That was like, yeah, we'll keep you along, but can you go part time? you know, can you work on weekends part time? Because we definitely want you, but that's all we have right now. Even though you've been a full time whatever, all these years. No, they didn't want him.
Multiple NFL teams. This is from Matt Miller. Have J.J. McCarthy ranked ahead of Drake May on their draft boards. That's the word on the streets. Now, Brian Kelly was asked about Jaden Daniels. Might have had a little bit of a slip by the LSU head coach.
I love this.
He is going to be so committed to taking care of himself that you're going to have to worry about size, or he doesn't weigh enough. Lamar's done a pretty good job with his size. I think Mahomes, I wouldn't consider him a giant, because he's going to get the ball out to the playmakers and make plays for Washington.
How smooth was that?
Yeah.
Because he's going to make plays for Washington.
No
what?
Doubt. Yeah.
He knows something.
No doubt.
I think that's a bona fide slip-up right there.
So you think that Washington's taking him?
Yep.
Or you think he just thinks Washington should take him and he's kind of selling him for Washington?
Very few people – look, very few teams give out their secrets. But, boy, he might know someone and was just – like, it was just so smooth the way he – he needs to make some plays for Washington. Okay, well, I'll be looking forward to that. That was wild to me. That was really.
We're live at the Houston Open. I went in the media tent.
Yeah,
this is kind of the portion where I think volunteers are trying to get free stuff.
Yeah,
like they're.
Why not?
You're seeing a lot of like drinks thrown in the bags and.
Oh, cool!
All types of stuff. Some lady was there and she was looking for something and she was mentioning it like it was common, and I was just kind of like, "Lady, I don't know if that's really." A normal request.
What was it?
She was looking through the sodas, the drinks, mm-hmm. and guess what? She was like disappointed that they didn't have
Sprite.
No.
Tab.
Sprite.
Tab.
No.
RC.
No.
What?
Diet Sprite. Who has,
you don't even see that hardly.
Who has Diet Sprite?
I mean, I've seen it, but not very often.
What restaurant can you go get a Diet Sprite?
Can't.
I think there's one.
Which one?
Perhaps Wendy's / Firehouse, because they have that red soda machine where you can, like, get
all
types
of
stuff.
Buttons?
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be the only place.
I don't know about the Diet Sprite.
The one with all the buttons.
Yeah, I don't know about that, man.
Where's the Diet Sprite? Well, I mean, probably HEB.
they might not even carry it.
That's where you can find that old Diet Sprite.
Diet Sprite's a tough find.
You know, I don't know.
The Texans restructured Titus Howard's contract.
Not a little deal.
Are they up to something? Perhaps. I just think it's crazy that we're to the point where Titus Howard's contract is one that you have to restructure. Like, can I see you have a good year at right tackle before I start? I mean, like, it's one thing. Hey, Tunsil, let's restructure. Eventually, we'll get to CJ. CJ's will probably be reconstructed who knows how many times.
Yeah.
I need more from Titus.
Look, there's two angles on it. You're looking at it from that angle, and it's good. It's accurate. Why are we even here? You know, why are we even here to the point where we have to restructure a guy that didn't even play tackle?
He's one of the top five highest paid in the league.
Yeah, so it's frustrating on that front. But once you're there,
and he's still going to get just as much money. A lot of people hear restructure, it's like pay cut. Nah, he
gets a bigger bonus.
They just move it around.
Yeah, they move it around, and sometimes they'll juice the bonus a little bit. So yes, you're right. Why are we even here? But for me, it's more like something's happening here this offseason that's still going to come down the pike, because this is the first thing I did this morning when I heard about it. I looked at the Texans salary cap space before restructuring, and it was pretty good. Like, they had room to sign someone. I mean, it's as much as they've signed players, it was just under $20 million, I believe. And then they cleared another $10 million. They don't do that for no reason, man. They don't do that for
– So what are they up to?
They're going to sign someone else. They're clearing that space for something else. It's not just rookie deals. You know, they got to sign all the – no, it's not that.
They got to upgrade at safety? Are we continuing defense?
I was thinking Simmons.
Can we get some offense, please?
Yes. Can we please get some offense?
Pretty please?
It's going to have to happen, and maybe that's it. Maybe if it's not one of the another defense player, safety or whatever, maybe it's off. But they're doing something, especially restructuring right now, which I know
– Maybe they're going to extend Nico.
You know what? I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. They're going to extend Nico.
Yeah. I hadn't thought of that. That could be – that'd be – I don't know how I'd feel about that.
Be proactive and get it done, I guess.
We're going to extend Titus so we can extend Nico. That's a couple of risks.
I mean, Nico's at least put together a really, really, really good season. Titus is not.
Yeah.
Titus has put together a serviceable season. Hadn't put together, like, an elite season.
No. I don't want that. Man, why'd you have to ruin that for me?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Perhaps that's what they're doing. I mean, Nick Caserio has mentioned Nico. I mean, and Nico's a likable dude. Like, if you're a coach, you're a GM, I mean, he's everything you want.
Yeah.
Stand-up guy, hard worker, a guy that you traded up for, so you get the second contract. This would be Caserio's first draft pick to get re-signed, Nico Collins, if they did do that extension.
Yeah, it would be. Look, I don't necessarily think he wouldn't deserve it, but – That's not where my mind went. I'm thinking they're trying to get another piece here.
Yeah, we'll see.
In addition to that.
Yeah, who knows? I know there's a lot of excitement in regards to Nico Collins and what he can or can't be. Is Nico Collins a number one receiver? Is one of the top debates going on around as we go around the NFL here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. So J.J. Watt got in a little bit of a weird Twitter beef this morning, and I just want to get your take on this. So J.J. Watt put up a picture of his kid. The kid has a pretty stylish outfit on, obviously.
Yeah.
Real stylish. He's got the beanie. He looks happy as hell. Shout out to J.J. for being a parent.
Yeah.
And the caption just says, London boy. And it's the kid.
What's wrong with that?
Some lady replied to the tweet. And it says, quote, at his age, it says, instead of dressing him as an infant model, comma, why not put him in all caps comfortable clothes that fits? We will still think he is cute no matter what he is wearing.
Shut up.
J.J. Watt replied, Cheers, D. Her name's D. Should be D's nuts, but yeah. Her name's D. He said, "Cheers, D. I appreciate the parenting advice. K has other jackets, but he runs and grabs this one every single morning when he wants to go on his walk. Want to know what's not comfortable? You thinking you know when my son is comfortable."
Yes.
Close quote.
Yes.
The lady doubled down.
Oh, my God.
The lady doubled down despite getting ratioed by J.J. Watt and two and a half million people seeing it. She said this. This is from D. "At his age, he is grabbing what he is used to wearing. You oohed and aahed about. Not what is a wise choice. Mm-hmm. As a parent, you know this. My comment was about his comfort. Full stop."
I'm going to keep it simple. Shut up. What do parents do with their kids? They try to dress. How many times have you seen your friends? I mean, you're the perfect age.
She doubled down.
You're the perfect age. I'm sure you and your wife have just an abundance of friends that have little kids, toddlers, babies. What do they like to do? They like to see how cute they can look in certain outfits. I get those pictures all the time. I mean, shut up. That's...
I'm trying to look at, like, her profile to see, like, what is this What is this lady about?
And why is that?
She retweets Keith Olbermann a lot.
Oh, God. But why is that, like, something she feels strongly about enough to double
weird.
Down?
That's strange.
Not just do it and be out of turn, but to double down on it. You know? Yeah,
she's very political on there.
Well, that doesn't surprise me the least bit.
She's got a flag. What flag is that?
That is, let me see. What is that flag? Is that, that's Ukraine.
Oh, Ukraine? Is that the Ukraine flag on there? Okay. All right. I thought it was maybe a Rams flag. Oh, Ukraine, okay.
Yeah.
There you go, D.
Shut up, D. Seriously, just shut up.
What? That's just incredible.
Save yourself. You know? Save yourself.
And then the double down.
Yeah, because all these millions of people are going to be all over you.
God.
Dumb.
Going around the league here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Trevor Lawrence, man. How are you going to feel when Trevor Lawrence gets his extension?
Thrilled. Giddy. Happy. No, I am. Aren't you?
Yes.
He's not going to.
He's going to be one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league, I bet.
You can win a Super Bowl with Trevor Lawrence, but he's not going to win you a Super Bowl.
Yes.
There is a distinction.
Yes.
Like, he's good enough that you can win a Super Bowl with him if you got all the right complimentary pieces, all that stuff. But he's not going to win a Super Bowl for you. He's not going to be the guy that carries that squad, you know, and makes these spectacular plays and all this other stuff. And the best part about it, all that, is, like, their hands are tied.
No baby in the stroller. Look at that.
They're
I'm telling you, I'm onto something.
Their hands are tied.
You got to push the stroller with no baby. It's a carrier, too, man.
There's a baby in there?
No, there ain't no baby in there, is there?
I
think it's
gaming the system.
That dude's strong.
Gaming the system.
Yeah. No, is there a baby? No. I'll see you, man.
That's your move.
I see you, class.
That's your move.
I'm bringing it all over, man.
Yeah.
All over. Boy, this guy. What time's his tea time?
Oh, Lord.
We're at the Houston Open. Man's making his way down there. He's ready to go.
Hey, got to go to the practice team.
Yeah, he's going out there.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a good dude right there. I know that dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good guy?
Excellent dude.
Look at this guy.
Good fisherman.
Look at this guy.
Look at him. Oh, he's got the half-cut socks, too.
Yeah, he's got the spikes. Is those spikes?
I don't know. No. He looks like he's...
He's strutting like he's walking down 18 to putt.
Yeah. He's going through the clubhouse to say what's up to all the fellas.
He goes to the my man is in my man is in a full golf uniform.
Tony.
He's got his whole thing. You know how that guy walks up to the concession stand? He walks up to the concession stand.
Yeah.
And his wife's behind him, and he goes, "Give me my credit card." let's go debit. Like, you know, like it's a club or something like that. He's got to carry the debit card like it's a club.
Jason, what's up, man? Jason Day. Haven't seen you since Phoenix.
Coming up, it's time for the slime. Slime off. John Calipari.
Oh, yeah.
He's got it really, really tough. Until he
is
does
Sean
it.
A late entry?
I think Sean should be in there.
Sean Very Pendergast, good friend.
Yeah, Sean Pendergast is going to be in there as well, as is Rich Eisen for fat shaming one of the stars that we're going to see tonight. Slime next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents live from the Texas Children's Houston Open. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
College basketball, one and dunning, gone wrong. Fat shaming, gone wrong. And socializing, gone wrong. It is time for the slime.
It's time for the weekly slime.
Slime season.
The biggest displays of weekly slimery.
Man, you going to hell on scholarship.
As decided by your favorite H-Town hosts and the loopholes.
Man, look at this slime ball.
This is the Friday Slime Off on Sports Radio 610.
All right, weekly slime off every Friday, 120 here on Sports Radio 610. Contestant number one, John Calipari. John Calipari likes to throw his players under the bus. This was John Calipari. By the way, he's won one tournament game since 2019. This was John Calipari's excuse.
You know, we had some guys that didn't play the way they'd been playing all year. We did everything we could. We knew the zone would be tough, but we miss shots we don't miss. And, you know, the preparation, I thought they were in a great, trying to keep them loose. But when the game started, you had some guys not play to the level they could play.
This really makes me upset. I was almost going to say
the preparation was great, you know.
Yeah, I was almost going to say irrationally upset because that's kind of a thing people say when you can't figure it out. But this is very rational. This is very rational to be upset with this. This guy gets every recruit he wants, sells them on the NBA, has one big before, and then when they don't. Man, I just couldn't get these guys to play. They were ready.
I mean, I prepared them.
They were ready.
I mean, they were prepared, you know.
Yeah.
They were prepared right.
Not my fault.
They just didn't do what they know how to do.
And then on top of that, at the SEC tournament, what did he say?
This team's built for March.
We are built for March, man. We are built for March.
That was the sales pitch. We were built for March.
Yeah.
I prepared them, but, you know, they just didn't get the job
Maybe
done.
The baton death march, but not March the month.
Rich Eisen. He interviewed DJ Burns. DJ Burns is the big dude for the NC State Wolfpack. He'll be playing in Dallas. Shout out to all the Cougs fans, by the way, on the Odyssey app, making the trip up 45. If you get there early enough, you'll see DJ Burns, who Rich Eisen, contestant number two in the Slime Off, kind of fat shamed.
6'8" as an eighth grader?
Yes, sir. I came back 6'8", and I've only grown 2 inches since then.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. And then when did you put on the weight?
Hey, man.
When did that happen?
Sir?
When did you become...
Okay, let me try to cover this.
Like, fill out. When did that happen?
I'll probably say right after my freshman year of college, really.
All right.
He's already insulted. Like, you could hear it in his end. Yeah. Well, sir? Right after...
Sir?
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir?
He's already insulted.
All right, sir.
You know, when did you get, fat?
Two pretty strong contestants right there.
Yeah.
Contestant number three, Sean Pendergast. I respect the networking.
Mm-hmm.
I respect the Rolodex.
Yep.
I respect the relationships. But he put a post up yesterday where he called Lisa Ann one of his best friends.
Yeah, very best.
He's had her on his show for a few years. Mm-hmm. She gives great fantasy football advice. Her previous career, shout out to that too. Man.
She did some.
And I'm not questioning, that they're buds, but
yeah.
One of your very best friends.
Yeah, it's a tradition.
Very best friends?
Well, see, that's...
I know he likes power rankings. I think we need to have him power rank his best friends.
I am.
And see when that comes up.
I am in for that.
Very best friends?
Yeah.
Really?
Let's power rank his very best friends before we vote on this.
Wallace Marsh.
Yes, Wallace is...
Wallace is up there.
What's his name?
The wrestling guy. Bruce Pritchard.
Bruce Pritchard.
Yeah. I'm sure if he didn't work in wrestling, they'd be friends too.
Tad Brown.
Yeah,
what do they all have in common?
Jim Ross.
What does he have in common? Lisa Ann. Tillman.
He went to high school with Stone. Ron Stone from Fox.
Yeah.
Very best friend. Very best friend.
I mean, what does Lisa Ann say about this?
Figgy.
What's up?
Where are we at here?
Yeah.
Very best friend. Like, friend is cool, but one of my very best friends.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that was a little too much. That might have been a little too much for the gram. That's all it was. He had to put a little extra sauce on there.
So you think it was mostly just for show?
So he had to put extra sauce for Lisa Ann? Like, come on.
I think so. I don't think he had to. I don't think he had to, but I think that's what he
post.
Was doing.
They're friends, but very best?
Yeah.
Where are we at here? Where are you
thinking,
voting?
I'm really, really, really wanting to vote for Calipari just because I think that's a weasel move.
That was a slime. There's different levels of slime. There's loose slime. That was just scumbag.
That was exactly that.
Yeah, that was just scumbag.
I'm really
stuff.
Wanting to vote Calipari. But... like, in the spirit of the slime ball competition.
Which is loose.
Which is loose and fun and all that stuff. I mean, Sean is kind of the definition of...
like, very best friend?
Of the intent of this segment.
Like, best friend?
Yeah. Like, that's really? A slime ball move. Not like a serious, this is a bad dude. You know, like...
More loose. It's not that bad. Very best friend, though?
You know what? I'm going to leave it to you two guys. Not to cop out, but I just really feel like I have to vote for John Calipari.
Okay. Figgy, where are you at?
I was kind of leaning on John Calipari, too, man. He threw them way under the bus,
way
man.
Under
and,
the
dog,
bus.
You the head coach. You supposed to have them prepared.
You got five-star after
so
five
So you talking
star
about they
star.
Weren't prepared. Who was supposed to prepare them?
Yeah.
Like, you got to take some blame for that.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Calipari, too. Just because
that's slime ball.
Well, and I mean, this is not new for you. Like, you've been playing the one and done game for a while. This isn't new. And you're selling, draft picks, all that. Having some fun with Sean, the best friend thing. But I got to give it to Calipari. Calipari gets the slime off this week.
All right.
So there you go.
Off the hook.
It's the weekly slime off.
He's off the hook.
Here on In the Loop on Sports Radio. 6-2 best friends.
Who else is on his list?
Oh, no, he has some high school buds, right?
No. Of the list of people that he has become very best friends
Kisaria.
With. You know what?
Kisaria.
That's not a bad one. Oh, what are we? Cal and Hannah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Really?
You remember he was in their front yard when they were going for a walk, and he was.
Well, that's kind of creepy. He walks by their house and says that. Yeah, I saw them pulling in. It's like, yeah. Well, you were outside their parking lot.
He had his hands over the window, looking through the window with his hands over his eyes. Hey, friend.
That's when you know that you love the bread. When Sean lives like up and down, like I lived next door to him. Like I lived across the street in like the other apartment complex.
Yeah.
Like you have all of Westheimer. Mm-hmm. You have all of Richmond. Like you have that whole area.
He always takes that left.
He goes to River Oaks. He always, you know, just walking through the River Oaks neighborhood. Right there.
I mean, you can
right by Tony Busby's house, the River Oaks Country Club. He just happens to be in the area.
You know, I could turn right, but I think I'm gonna go left. I think I'm going to go left here. Oh, yeah. River Oaks Drive. Okay. Okay. It's a pretty walk.
You know, the River Oaks Country Club just hits a little harder than that Chewy's right there.
I mean, I could go to
Lamar High School. You know, Lamar High School, nice little path.
They have a track. They have a track.
Yeah, I've jogged it before. You jog down Westheimer.
Yeah.
You pass Chewy's. You got Avalon Donner on your left. You're still running. Hey, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
Take that left, hang that left, going past Lamar High School again. You see the baseball field, all that type of stuff.
Yeah. There's a whole neighborhood back there. Right? There's a whole neighborhood back there. I mean, they're kind of like shotgun
houses.
There's
a couple.
But, yeah. Look, there's another neighborhood to the left. There's another neighborhood if you turn left. Big houses. Azaleas in the spring. Pretty walk. I think I'm going to go left. Yeah, let's go, Amy.
No, you don't even go left. Like, he has to go way further. No, because you have to go out of your way to get
there. Yeah.
No, you have to, because he's right on Westheimer.
Yeah, he's right on it. But he's not far.
He's not far?
No, he's not that far. It's like three
miles.
No,
you just go down west, take the right.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird right because you're not, you know, you're kind of going out of the way. Oh, you're going towards the country club.
He's like Frogger in that traffic. Going all the way across. I got to get across.
He's like Frogger. He's like Pac-Man.
he goes forward, then he backs up, then he goes to the right, then he goes, I gotta get to River Oaks.
Coming up, let's get ready for a big weekend of sports. We got some good local things going on, starting with the Cougs. Astros, by the way, they're gonna be playing baseball. You might not be able to watch it though because it's on Apple TV, but that won't stop us from looking ahead, as well as the Texans, what the heck are they up to? What are they doing? We'll get to the bottom of it next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Sports Radio 610 presents live from the Texas Children's Houston Open, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, we're live at the Houston Open. Landry Locker, John Lopez. I'm catching on, Figgy. I know what to say now whenever I just want to have some golf small talk.
Mm-hmm. What you say?
Hey, how you doing? It's going to be a hell of a shot-making day. It's going to be a shot-making day.
Yeah.
Lopez has said that four times now, Fig.
Maybe three.
That's the golf small talk. You got to act like you fit in.
Don't blame me for being excited about
Figgy,
the golf.
Figgy, let's practice. I want you to be hip to golf.
Yeah.
Hey, man, how you doing, dude? Windy day. What do you think about what's going to happen with the golf?
Easy shot-making day, man.
Yeah, not an easy shot-making
day. It's going to be a hell of a shot-making day.
Not an easy shot-making day.
Be a hell of a shot-making day.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that to the next guy that walks by.
Yeah.
Good shot-making day.
Yeah, it is.
Let's get
See,
it.
He agrees.
Yeah,
you need to be more like me.
I think he's about to flip me off.
You need to be more like me.
You know how it is out here at the Houston Open. Got the Cougs going. People making their way in. I think this is the perfect time to arrive, I would say.
Well, especially if you're going to – like this isn't like a Saturday or Sunday where the final groups are always going to be
the later groups.
This is the first 2 days is just random, and you keep the same partner for both days. But
good shot making day, man.
Yeah, it is. But Scottie Scheffler's playing in the afternoon, so if you want to see some star power, Jason Day is playing in the afternoon. If you want to see some star
shot making day,
yeah, Luke List is playing in the afternoon. So if you want to see some, and plus it gets a little cooler, although it's gonna be pretty windy, and it's getting windier by the minute.
Ain't no doubt about that. Yeah. Cougs, man. Shout out to all the people on the Odyssey app making that trip up 45 again. Exit Field Street, stay right. Park in the West End. That Hooters is good. Don't let them rip you off in that concourse. Just walk down there if you're a Cougs fan. I got you covered. If you need somewhere to hang out tomorrow, Katy Trail Ice House, always good. Kind of like a Kirby Ice House with better food. It has a full menu. So Katy Trail Ice House, go check that out. Deep Ellum Brewery, can't go wrong with that.
Is Deep Ellum still popular?
It's coming it's up. Kinda, it's coming up. The hipster, the recent
it
hipster
went down
phase
for
is
doing, a while, right?
Oh, it was rough.
Yeah.
But go to Greenville Street too. Make your way from Truck Yard out to the street, Greenville Street, if you need somewhere to hang out tomorrow. But yeah, just hit the Hooters and park there. It's cheaper and you'll figure it out. And if you want to celebrate on the concourse after, you can do that.
Yeah.
So that's your little guide. Duke, man. Duke versus the Cougs. This is going to be a toughie, man. It's going to be a toughie. And I find myself watching this tournament. And I'm going to confess, I don't know what this says about me.
Mm-hmm.
The next full UConn game that I watch will be the first. Because every time there's other games on, either there's more regional interest or they're just completely thumping whoever the hell they're playing, so it's not even worth watching.
They haven't played less than a 30-point game, right?
I don't think so.
I mean, they're going to the Elite Eight and haven't played less than a 30-point game.
Yeah, there's been no one that has given them any pushback.
And I asked you this earlier, and I frankly would take the over. Right now, sight unseen, and as much as, you know, we hope the Cougs are the opponent and can beat this.
Well, at this point, you want someone else to do it for you.
Yeah, probably.
Like you want
because in a championship game, they're just going to do what they did last year, you know, and it'll be brutal. But like if I just you don't even know the opponent, but UConn's going to make the championship game.
They got Illinois. They're a 9-point favorite against Illinois.
Lay that number, like for sure, absolutely, 100%. Like if you didn't even know the opponent, but you know that UConn's going to the championship game, and I set the over under at 19.5.
Yeah,
I would take the over.
Yeah, I mean,
that's in the championship game.
They're just kind of running. We'll see what happens
nuts.
With the Cougs. I know it's early, but did you make anything of what went down with the Astros yesterday? Losing to the Yankees, blowing a 4-run lead, Framber Valdez, a little bit wild. Did you make anything of that?
Well, I have a list for you if you care to talk about it. And our listeners, you know, we want to know how you feel as well, obviously, as always.
Hell of a shot-making day.
So it is a hell of a shot-making day, not for the Astros yesterday. So it's early, but, right? It's early.
But.
If we're still asking the question, is Framber an ace?
We've been asking that for years.
Come July, we don't need to ask it anymore. It's not.
So that's your deadline?
Mid-July.
Okay.
Yeah, and I mentioned it earlier because, like, he's the named ace. It's all about him right now, especially with Verlander starting the season on the IL and all that. I know it's a 10-day, but still. Here's another one. It's early. could Joe Espada be – are we going to be talking about also in July, this dude is too aggressive? Like that's his thing. He's an aggressive manager. He's talked about it. And I know, one game under the belt, but, man, Dubon coming around on a hard line drive to right field, and that's Juan Soto out there? Come on.
So I mean, you would have held him up?
Yes. Yes.
I thought the funniest part about that thing was Blum and Callis wouldn't just say he got touched.
You know what?
Like the umpire was just, well, you know, you look at it this way.
He might have got in there.
You got to figure this out. It was like, man, he clearly got touched. And Soto clearly hosed him.
But that being said, I get being aggressive on the base pass. Pettis on third base, send him. I get that that's a bang-bang kind of call. What I think was the bad aggressive move was pinch-hitting John Singleton.
He shouldn't be on the team.
For Jake Myers, and Jake Myers just hit a 400-foot home run.
John Singleton shouldn't pinch hit for a pitcher. Like, I know that the pitch, like, if the pitcher still batted and the Astros were in the American, the National League, like, yeah, back in the day, yeah, John Singleton should not pinch hit for a pitcher. He should not be in the big leagues. This is enough.
Especially
Cole
John Singleton.
Cole feel-good story. Let's move on.
Especially John Singleton. But Jake Myers, you just named him your everyday, you know, center fielder. He just hit a giant home run. It's the sixth inning. It's not like the bottom of the eighth or anything. It's the sixth inning, and you're pinching John Singleton for him?
Yeah, he should not be on the squad.
Yeah. What about this? What about Ryan Pressly not being the closer in any role other than the closer?
He might be cooked.
I don't know if cooked is –
I mean, cooked as far as being elite. I mean, he's still going to be okay, but as far as being like that elite, all-star caliber guy, mm-hmm, I think that the change in role, mm-hmm, I think it's – I don't know that he took it as well as perhaps he may be,
yeah,
saying that he did.
And here's the last observation with yesterday's game that I think we got to kind of keep an eye on. If Fromber isn't going to be a 6-7 inning guy and your ace or whatever, well, you're going to have a lot of days where you're going to need a reliever in the 5th and 6th.
Yeah.
And everybody's saying, well, there's 7, 8, 9 guys are, you know, like Dotel
and Abreu. And Abreu is Abreu is suspended for hitting a Ranger last year. I mean, what are we doing? That's like as ridiculous as that targeting.
No, but what I'm saying is like, oh, they got the 7, 8, 9 locked. All you got to do is get to the 6th. Well, let's get through the 6th because – can you do it with Fromber? You know, who knows what you're going to get out of Blanco and Hunter Brown and all that. So, like, that could be problematic, that 5th and 6th inning, if you don't start getting guys eating up those innings.
Yeah, I'm just – Fromber is what he is at this point, and he is what he isn't. For me, I don't need to wait till July. The guy's not an ace. Can he put on a gym when you need him most? Yes, but he can also lay a dud.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But, look – let's all say it together. It's very, very early. The one thing I have hope, a lot of hope with, when it comes to Fromber, is his biggest problem was he just couldn't hit the plate. He couldn't get it over the plate. 6 walks and a hit batsman, that's correctable. Like that. That is from one start to the next, with maybe a tweak here or just a different whatever vibe, whatever you want to call it, approach. You can correct being wild. What you can't correct is a guy that's given up, that is consistently wild and maybe given up his stuff. His stuff is not as good as it used to be. That's the problem.
Yeah, that is the problem. Still going to be a pretty good squad. Now, tonight you got Christian Javier on the mound. He is much skinnier than he was last year.
18 pounds, something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, he's lost, like, I think 20 pounds.
20 pounds?
Something like that. And we'll see how that goes. That's another one where roller coaster ride. Typically, whenever you see see Christian Javier out there, is he going to be able to handle it or what?
Well, I actually have some confidence in Christian Javier for obvious reasons. He's been able to do it in big moments. It's going to be weird looking. I like him kind of like that stocky guy, right? It's going to be weird looking at a thinner, 20-pound lighter Christian Javier. He's kind of like that bulldogish kind of physique, you know.
I'm looking forward to seeing him trimmed up a little bit.
No, I mean, he did it for a reason, and hopefully it helps, but it's just going to be weird looking at him.
Yankees, man. It's frustrating when you lose to the Yankees. Like, if that had been any other squad, I don't think the frustration would be there, given that it's one game and trying to win series and stuff, but it's just losing to that.
Did I tell you I watched it on the Yankees channel?
I don't like it.
I watched.
Oh, you watched it on the Yes Network?
On Yes Network.
That's cool.
Yeah, because I have like some options.
Yeah.
And I was just.
I would watch it on the Yes Network.
I just happened to put it on there. And
so that's Michael K.
And I just watched it on there. Dude, it was like, not to dump on
who's the color commentary?
It was a former pitcher.
David Cohn?
It might have been Cohn. Yeah, it might have been Cohn. Because they were talking about, did he play for Torrey?
Yes.
Yeah, it must have been Cohn. Because he was talking about Joe Torrey and all this other stuff and back in the day. But it was really cool listening to like the, you know, the enemy's broadcast. And they, I got to tell you, man, they did a great job. They were really, really good.
So I guess they do various folks, but it might have been David Cohn yesterday.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, shout out to David Cohn, man.
Yeah. That YouTube thing, man. You can get any network on those.
Little YouTube TV action. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would love to watch the Yes Network.
Mm-hmm.
Just I like getting the POV from the other side.
Yeah, that's why I left it on there. I thought it was just good to listen to that. I switched over once or twice, but it was pretty cool.
Not a lot. You gonna do that again? You think you'll be able to?
No, Apple TV tonight, man.
You have Apple TV, man. You can figure that out.
Yeah. No, but I'm going to watch.
Get that password
right. I'm going to watch the Astros. Took me an hour to remember the password, but I got it.
The walk-in is a lot different than the walk-out, huh? Like, I feel like a lot of people, like, we were here early. We're posted up by the main entrance. The walk-out, you see the excitement. Like, the walk-out to the course, and then the walk leaving the course.
I like the way the kids walk out. They're just dragging ass. They're just dragging
like crazy.
They're just. I remember those days. You're like, come on, carry me.
And there's always one person who wants to leave more than the other.
Yeah,
let's stay. When you're walking out.
Let's stay. Yeah. No, man. No, we ain't staying.
Yeah. Like, in that one, who wants to leave more there?
In that one?
Yeah, the guy or the girl, who you would think wants to leave more?
The girl. She's dragging. She is dragging.
Yeah. And he's kind of...
He's slowed down.
He was going in.
He's ready to pound a couple more beers.
Oh, yeah.
He's ready.
And she's like, you always get like this when they start flowing. So let's get out of here.
So we are leaving now.
Hey, let's go to the bar.
Yeah.
I think I just saw him say, let's go to the bar. She's like, nah, not going to the bar.
Yeah.
Taking your ass home.
You got to do the yard tomorrow. We got
tired of going to that
mother,
spot.
My mother's coming over. You got to do the yard tomorrow.
We got Easter.
Yeah, that's right.
Damn it. You gotta get ready to cook.
But the kids, look at this kid.
They're having a good time.
This is all, but he's dragging
ass.
They're
having a good time.
Dad's carrying one on his back and one on his arms.
Yeah, he's
that poor bastard.
He did that for the grand. I bet you think he'll make it. He's got one kid on his shoulders and one hold. I bet he doesn't make it to the door.
Kids aren't going to let him down.
I think he did it for the gram.
No, his kids aren't going to let him.
All right, we'll see.
Oh, and she's pregnant. Holy moly.
Watch this.
Dad's carrying this
for the gram. Told you.
No, he's just tired.
Told you.
No, he's just tired.
Told you he did it for the grand. That was fake hustle right there.
No, he's look, he's still carrying. He picked him back up. He was just getting a regrip.
Okay.
Yeah, he was just getting a regrip.
I apologize, sir. Apologize in advance, my friends.
Yeah. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's go to the studio. Clint Sterner, Ron Hughley. They are in studio. Fellas, is it early, or did y'all take away anything from what you saw yesterday with the Astros and Yankees?
I mean, in some spaces it's early, and we're going to talk about it today. You can't tell me that you're just comfortable using the, at least with Framber, the, hey, you know, it's just his first start. Yeah. I mean, I just think that could be a part of it, but, I mean, it is eerily similar to all of the issues that were problems in the second half and in spring training. So it seems to be continuing his lack of control, his lack of ability to be consistent. I don't know, but that looked eerily similar to his postseason starts.
Look, fellas, I mean, there's in our business, and in my opinion, I don't speak for everybody. In my opinion, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing worse than the it's early guy or Thank it's you. One of 162 guy.
Thank you.
Sorry, man. Like, you bring nothing to – if you're that guy, you bring nothing to the table for me. Like,
Thank you.
We can go ahead with the Texans next year. Well, hey, it's just 1-17, guys. Relax. No. You get ran through like messed through a goose. You got your defense got a problem. I mean, it's that easy. Like, this is the Framber thing was interesting. I heard you guys earlier talking about the pinch hit for Myers.
Yeah.
You know, that has got to be the last time we see Singleton come off the bench.
Won't be.
It's got to be.
Well, I mean, why is he still here?
Won't be.
Well, the bigger picture,
can't,
guys.
Can't
the,
say it's on Dusty this time.
The bigger picture.
Except
is,
y'all did.
Here he's coming to Dusty's defense. Dusty been gone for 6 months.
I know, and he got brought up.
I still think it's on Dusty.
It's still on Dusty's head. Dusty, you ain't worth a damn. But yeah, I mean, I don't know how you watched last night and you just, again, set up in a mezzanine level and drink you a cold beer and just in ease on home and have no feelings or nothing towards what you watch. Well, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, it seems like we've been having the same discussion about Framber for 2 years now, two or three. And that was just I don't know, maybe it's just because it's the Yankees. There just feels like,
well, my thing, guys, is like, you want to set up a guy for an easy win on opening day, which is never easy. He couldn't have asked for more. Had the atmosphere, had the crowd, had everybody ready, the bullpen completely fresh. I had a 4-run lead. I mean, stake to him, and he still couldn't get it done.
Yeah, y'all said it. Y'all said it all earlier. I mean, it's. When it's all said and done, you couldn't have been set up more beautiful for an ace, the guy that has ace wrapped around his name multiple times over the last 2 years. You couldn't have set the situation up any better for that guy to get off to the right start on opening day. And he peed it down his leg. So, yeah, I agree with you.
All right. This has been In the Loop live from the Texas Open. By the way.
Be a Houston heck of a Open.
Houston Open.
We in San Antonio,
my
man.
Bad. Houston Open. My bad. My bad. By the way, hell of a shot making day.
Yeah, it's a great. It's a big shot making day out here, man.
Thanks to Aaron Raybould for holding it down for us. Thanks to Figgy Fig back at the studio. You're listening to KILT AM, KILT HD2. Hell of a shot making day.
It
the
is.
The drive is live.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.